Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. This is TWiT Live special number 335, recorded Tuesday, October 30th, 2018. The new iPads. Welcome to TWiT Live special number 335. It's time for the new iPads. We take you to Brooklyn, New York, where Apple's event is about to get underway.
I happen to like New York.
Leo Laporte and Megan Maroney will be giving you commentary.
City air, I like to drink of it.
As we watch.
The more I know New York, the more I think of it. I like the sight and the sound and even the stink of it. I happen to like New York. I happen to like
Spike
this
Jones.
Bird. I happen to like this town. And when I have to give the world my last farewell and the undertaker starts to ring my funeral bell, I don't want to go to heaven. Go to hell. I happen to like New York.
I guess Apple likes New York.
New York.
They're at the Brooklyn Academy of Music right now. And looks like Tim Cook has taken the stage. It's a big crowd, it sounds like. I'm not sure how big the Brooklyn Academy of Music is, but remember, a lot of those cheering, in fact, I would hope almost all that cheering is not the press, but in fact, Apple employees who line the audience for just that purpose.
Thank you.
Journalists aren't supposed to cheer like
Good
that.
Good morning. It is so great to be in New York.
Apple builds it. Billion-dollar campus,
and it's so great to
the Steve Jobs Theater, and then goes to New York to do the show.
New York is home to one of the most vibrant creative communities on the planet, and so it's only natural that it would have a very special place in our heart at Apple. Today, we are especially thrilled to be at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. This is a historic center for the arts. For over 150 years, it showcased the work of adventurous and cutting-edge performers all around the world while serving the creative community
Tim
here
is really
in Brooklyn.
Unusually,
Apple's focus
bullion
has
mood. Usually
been
he's a little more
on providing people the
calm at the beginning.
Probably because it's earlier for him.
Or even scared.
That's why we're here today to talk about our most creative products. And of course, that all starts with the Mac.
All right. They're starting with the Mac, which is really good news. That was the only question mark in my mind is would they mention the Mac in this iPad event? And obviously,
the Mac was the first computer that was designed for creativity. And it's become one of the world's most essential creative tools. We are in awe of the creative things that people do every day.
We're hoping for new MacBook Airs and Mac Minis today. That would be very good news.
We made a video of just some of these special people.
We made a video.
And I would love to play it for you now.
I like the Bobby Short video. That was awesome. Dr. Mom says it's because Tim's had six. There's Lin-Manuel Miranda in his Hamilton costume.
It's a lot of laptops.
Is that Kanye? Can't be. Paul McCartney. I think that was Sid Vicious in his Chelsea Hotel. No, can't be. Love the black and white, though. There's Kermit the Frog, Anna Wintour of Vogue magazine. A lot of famous faces here. And some not so famous. Was that Trent Reznor?
No, that was Oprah.
Be a fun game to try to place all these people. I know who she is. She was in the Poltergeist, right? Dave Grohl, that's who it was. Sorry, Foo Fighters. Thank you. Beatmaster knows.
We are so inspired by these people and how the Mac has played such a vital role in their creativity.
The Mac and the
people
eGPU.
People love the Mac.
Oh, no, that's not what
And they use it to create all kinds of amazing things every day. So it's not surprising to see that the Mac continues to attract so many new customers.
What is that?
In fact,
it's not exactly
half of
a Muppet.
Mac buyers worldwide are new to Mac. And that number is a remarkable 76% in China.
Yeah, that's why it's so high, because in the U.S. I doubt it's that high.
Millions of new customers every quarter, bringing our total active install base to a new major milestone.
They're new to Mac because you could never get a Mac.
100 million Macs.
Microsoft announced 1.5 billion Windows machines earlier this week. 1.5 billion.
That's more than
that. That's 15 times more.
What's most important to us is that in survey after survey, the Mac
continues to be rated
the number one in customer satisfaction by far. We are just so incredibly proud of this. Of course, one of the drivers for Mac's high customer satisfaction is macOS. macOS is the soul of the Mac, with its beautiful and easy-to-use interface. We just released macOS Mojave, and it is the best version of macOS by far.
I noticed he's got the light mode up on the screen, not the dark mode.
Great care has been taken to refine the look and feel.
No, it's too shocking when something isn't.
By the way, the sun is coming up on his sand dune, but it's still down on mine. I do love that desktop.
macOS Mojave brings new features that have been inspired by our pro users, but designed for all of us. From the new gallery view, which allows you to scroll through your files and find exactly what you're looking for, to the dramatic new look of dark mode, which helps you focus right on your content. We've got a feature called Stacks, which is a brand new way
Stacks.
To make your desktop
because my desktop never looked like that, but I know lots of people whose desktops now
really
look like
cool.
this, and that's really great.
And an entirely redesigned and personalized Mac App Store. macOS Mojave helps our users get the most out of their Mac. Whether they want a powerful desktop experience or the freedom that comes with the portability of a notebook, our customers love their Macs. And they especially love one Mac in particular.
Did you say may especially?
One that they take with them everywhere they go.
I want a consumer laptop.
And use for everything
consumer price
they
laptop.
Do.
Well, this.
And that.
The MacBook Air.
Is the MacBook Air.
Yeah, the Air is back, baby. They even kept the name. How nice of them.
When Steve pulled that MacBook Air out of that envelope, it was clear that things would never be the same. The MacBook Air's groundbreaking, incredibly thin, wedge-shaped design not only influenced the rest of the Mac product line for years to come.
Created a category, the Ultrabook.
It changed the industry.
Yeah, it did.
It had a breakthrough unibody design.
Sad that they abandoned it.
And new technologies like the first all-flash architecture.
When was the last one? 2016?
And it was the very first thin and light
it's been about 4 years.
With all-day battery life. MacBook Air truly embraced the notion that less indeed could be more. And it redefined the modern
really good news
in the process.
Not unexpected, but still
Unlike
really good news.
Any notebook that's come before or since, MacBook Air has become the most beloved notebook ever.
That's the MacBook Air team applauding right there.
Now,
they do love it.
It's time for a new MacBook Air.
Really good news.
One,
as rumored, but still, I didn't want to believe it till I heard it.
Even further in the areas that are most important to our customers. And of course,
they refreshed it at
mid-2017
with new CPUs.
It's a Retina display.
Yeah, this was really the problem with the MacBook Air. Its 1200 by 900 display was just way, and giant bezels, I might add, way behind the times.
And I'm incredibly excited today to introduce an all-new MacBook Air,
Retina Air
with a Retina display.
Under 1,000.
And a whole lot more. And here it is.
Okay, Tim. A little too much New York coffee, Tim. This is very good news. Jumping on a trampoline. They're showing a very similar unibody design, looks like. Under a under fabric, so we can't really see any of the details yet. There it is. On the right side, just a headphone jack. Uh-oh, this is going to be a MacBook-style dongle mania, I think. I'm trying to see what the left side has. Looks like a couple of ports. Two Type-Cs. That's it. So two Type-C ports and a headphone jack, one for charging, one for dongling. At least they kept the headphone jack.
This
same
is
unibody
new
limit design,
MacBook
it looks like.
Air. And I'd like to bring up Laura LeGros, VP of Hardware Engineering, to tell y'all about it. Laura?
Tim is so excited about the MacBook. I'm so pleased. Really, really thrilled too, Tim. Price is going to be now
I'm
the question.
I'm really excited to be here today to talk to you about the MacBook Air. Every part of the product has been redesigned.
It looks like they've
and
got gold and silver, at least.
Every detail has a remarkably
bezels are still
precise fit and finish.
Big, in fact,
and
surprisingly big compared to
touch has been carefully refined.
Laptops.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Like the Huawei Mate 10.
Now, as Tim said, the number one feature customers have wanted in a MacBook Air has been a Retina display. But we've made the display better in every way. The familiar aluminum bezel, sorry about that. The familiar aluminum bezel of the current MacBook Air is gone.
Oh, it is gone. All right. Well,
the new Air's sleek design takes the display glass right to the edge of the enclosure,
forming
borders that are 50% narrower.
It'd be hard not to.
It features a 13.3-inch display, which is the perfect size for such a portable notebook. And when it comes to resolution,
still bigger bezels than something like the Huawei Mate 10.
And quadrupled them, providing four times the resolution for over 4 million pixels.
Okay, so that sounds like 2880 by 1800. Let's see. That would be great.
Text and images are sharper and more detailed. And with 48% more color, those images are more lifelike than ever. All of this comes together to give the new MacBook Air a Retina display we know our customers are going to love. And even with this narrower border design, we were still able to keep the FaceTime camera at the top of the display.
That's always one problem with these narrow bezels.
Exactly where you want it when making a FaceTime
call.
The
Mate X has a...
And now with the group FaceTime feature...
camera and the keyboard.
Mojave, you can invite all your friends to the conversation.
They announced that 12.1 will be coming out tomorrow with finally FaceTime groups.
And that's Touch ID.
Now I'm curious where they're putting this. I didn't see it. Must be on the keyboard.
So now,
oh, not a touch
bar. Touch of a finger.
Don't do a touch bar.
You can unlock your MacBook Air.
No touch bar.
Buy something cool on Apple Pay.
It's hard to tell.
Or use Touch ID with a third-party app, like 1Password. With a durable sapphire crystal surface,
yeah, no touch
we've
bar.
Put the Touch
physical
ID
function
right
keys
into the keyboard.
But,
and to enable
fingerprint
touch
reader
ID,
where it is on the touch bar back up in the upper
with
right.
Apple's T2 security chip.
And the T2, that's good. Although T2s have been causing kernel panics on both the iMac Pro and the MacBook new
but
MacBook
it also
Pros.
Ensures that software loaded during the boot process
yet.
Has not been tampered with, offering the Air the most secure boot process of any notebook. T2 also features an SSD controller, which has automatic on-the-fly data encryption, offering the most secure
storage
of any notebook.
This is what Apple did with its 2018
MacBook. So you can feel confident that your files
very nice
and data
feature.
Very are
safe. Feature.
In addition to security, T2 has a whole host of other features. It has a redesigned system management controller. It has an audio controller, which delivers wide stereo sound, and an always-on processor. That enables
the camel's nose under the tent because this is effectively an ARM chip on
Next,
a Macintosh.
The keyboard, where we've gone way beyond just adding Touch ID.
Looks very
the
much
new
like
Air
the old
has our latest
Air
generation keyboard.
Keyboard
with keys that offer four times the stability
Butterfly
over the previous
two.
Generation, creating a modern keyboard with a more precise and responsive typing experience.
Keyboard identical to that on the MacBook Pros.
And backlit with individual LEDs behind each and every key for more accurate illumination. And a modern keyboard deserves to be paired with a modern trackpad. So we've replaced the old diving board version with the new Force Touch trackpad.
Is that what
it
they called
20%
it? 20%
more surface area, which extends the functionality of multi-touch.
This trackpad is huge. It's
and
bigger than your iPhone
capabilities,
10.
And haptic feedback, it's quieter
it's quite
and
nice.
More capable. So this delivers a trackpad experience that Apple is known for.
It's nice. A lot
now,
of the features of the new MacBook Pros
home,
and
we know customers spend a lot of time watching
MacBook
videos
Air.
On their MacBook Air. So we wanted to make a better sound experience. Our acoustic engineering team has made huge strides in audio performance in all of our products, and the MacBook Air is no exception. It is 25% louder, it has two times more bass and wide stereo sound. In addition, it has a three-microphone array, which will make those group FaceTime calls crystal clear, and it also improves the voice recognition of Siri. And the new MacBook Air needs next-generation I.O.
Thunderbolt 3 on those
ports?
So the
new MacBook Air has two Thunderbolt 3 ports.
Okay, all right. That's the way it ought
so
to be.
So from charging
That's great.
To data transfer to video
That's very
out,
good news. It means your eGPU will also work
ever.
On that.
And there's a whole host of devices you can connect. From Thunderbolt and USB-C external storage, up to a 5K display, or eGPUs that accelerate graphics up to 17 times.
This is starting to look nicer and
nicer.
So the
new Air can connect to just about
anything. If they can keep this under $1,000, this will be a huge product.
So now let's talk about the specs. There's an 8th generation dual-core CPU, along with the latest Intel integrated graphics.
It's an i5
and
dual core.
It also supports up to 16 gigabytes of faster memory, which is double the
Only
capacity of the previous Air.
So this is where they're differentiating with the MacBook Pros.
And SSDs that are up to 1.5 terabytes in capacity and 60% faster. So MacBook Air delivers the performance you need for all of your everyday tasks.
That's how they keep the price down.
Now, the MacBook Air set the bar for great battery life in a thin and light computer.
This is one of,
and
probably
the new
one
MacBook
of the Y
Air
processors.
Is no exception.
Lower end.
It has the same great 12 hours of wireless web browsing, but now has up to 13 hours of iTunes movie playback. Engineering teams at Apple love a great challenge. And so we thought, what if we could add all these amazing new features while making the MacBook Air even more portable? Well, the team responded. The new Air has an unbelievable 17% less volume than its predecessor.
An even smaller manila envelope. So because they've gone bezel-less on the screen, they're able to get that device much smaller. It's noticeably smaller.
And
in
it's
the,
incredibly
in the
thin.
Still
it's
the wedge.
It's 15.6 millimeters. Which is 10% thinner than the previous Air.
Previous was 17.3.
And yet, with all these new features,
although we're seeing
the
sub
new
10
MacBook Air weighs
notebooks now.
Just 2.75 pounds.
Inevitably, people are going to compare it to the existing Ultrabook designs
That's
out there.
That's a quarter pound lighter than the previous Air. Perfect for the notebook you want to take with you everywhere.
Thinner.
So that's the new MacBook Air. With this stunning 13-inch Retina display, Touch ID, advanced security, a Force Touch trackpad, and so much more.
Actually, the MacBook 10 Pro is about the same
dimensions. And with all the care and attention that we put into design and engineering, our teams work just as hard to ensure that our products are environmentally friendly. In fact, on the new MacBook Air, we use 100% recycled tin in our logic board, and we have significantly increased the amount of post-consumer recycled plastic in our internal components, such as the speakers. But there's one big goal that we've had for many years. Every Mac enclosure is made from aluminum. Now, we use aluminum because it has incredible strength, durability,
and cooling,
and its sheer beauty.
And cooling.
And to achieve that, we've had to rely on mining high purity ore. That is, until today.
Bauxite.
Apple's metallurgy team has designed an aluminum alloy that uses excess aluminum from the production process, delivering the same great characteristics we expect in all of our products.
That is
and this is a huge breakthrough. So we're really proud to say today that every new MacBook Air is made from 100% recycled aluminum.
That's very impressive. Very good news. Dr. Mom does point out that thanks to tariffs, this saves Apple a lot of money, too, because importing new aluminum or bauxite is expensive. So recycling your Coke can in the U.S. will save them a lot of money.
This helps reduce the carbon footprint of the new Air by nearly 50% and makes it the greenest Mac ever. So to hear more about this alloy and all of the new features of the MacBook Air, we've created
a
video that I'd like to play for you now.
But it has a beneficial side effect.
When MacBook Air was introduced, it defined what an ultra-thin, ultralight notebook could be. With the new MacBook Air, we're bringing many of our most advanced technologies to this iconic design. The powerful new features in macOS Mojave come to life on the incredibly vivid and precise Retina display. It contains over 4 million
2560
pixels,
by 1600.
Remarkable clarity, high contrast, and brilliant color.
That's more than enough for a 13-inch screen.
Processor is powerful and efficient.
A Y processor is a little disappointing, but not surprising.
The Apple T2 security chip delivers advanced security and Hey Siri.
That's
to
a nice feature.
Air.
I really like the T2 and the.
Along with the Touch ID sensor, it enables Apple Pay and allows you to unlock your Mac with just the touch of a finger.
With these new features, it'll be interesting to see if Apple can get this down below 1,000.
And provides more stability.
That's what they have to do, though. I think they're gonna. I think $12.99.
And the much larger Force Touch trackpad.
Apple Store is closed, of course, so I can't tell you yet.
It allow you to click anywhere and experience a finer level of control.
Actually, $12.99 is the least expensive 13-inch MacBook Pro, right?
More volume and bass for a fuller
sound. Maybe they will get it in under 1,000.
Thunderbolt 3 integrates USB-C into the most powerful and versatile port ever. And for the first time, the unibody enclosure is made from 100% recycled aluminum.
I think that's really, really a good story.
We invented a new custom alloy. It's designed to use fine shavings of recaptured aluminum that are re-engineered down to the atomic level.
Wow.
This new alloy is as beautiful and robust as any we've used before.
That's really good news.
And it makes MacBook Air the greenest Mac ever. With powerful new technologies and an all-new design and three beautiful finishes, the new MacBook Air not only reimagines
so it looks like
what
a
most
gold
loved Mac can be,
slate.
But also how it can be made.
What do they call it? Gunmetal? I can't remember what they call the dark one and then the lighter aluminum. Boy, if they can get this at $9.99, maybe for an 8 gig.
What a huge leap forward for MacBook Air. So the new MacBook Air is configured with 8 gigabytes of memory, a 1.6 Core i5 processor with turbo up to 3.6, and 128 gigs of storage.
Yeah, that's going to be the $9.99 version. Oh, $11.99. Holy cow.
Making it the most affordable Retina
they
Mac
they couldn't get it under 1,000, could they? $11.99, and that's for a fairly low-end version.
You can order it starting today.
Oh.
And it will be available next week.
Oh. The audience really seems to be enjoying this. That audible gasp was Renee
so
Ritchie.
That's the redesigned, re-engineered MacBook Air. So whether you're a student,
I'm
writer,
on the store trying to order it. I can't yet.
Or simply new to Mac, we think you're going to love it.
Available next week, November 7th.
Thank you.
$11.99 is for the base model. I wonder how high
they'll go on that. Beautiful new MacBook
she
Air.
Said 16 gigs was capable.
I can't
so
wait for you to get your hands on this.
About
I really
the processors.
Think you're
going
to love
maybe
it.
Maybe an i7 available as well.
Now,
although remember, it's a Y,
small,
not a super fast processor. Oh, the Mini.
But mighty Mac.
Oh, we're happy today.
I've been waiting for.
This is 4 years in the making.
And here it comes.
And I promised my engineering team we'd order one of these, too. We actually have uses for these already. It's the great reveal. It's 2001, the Mac Mini. Wow. They're really doing the Star Wars thing. It's a giant spaceship. Here we're looking for more power, a Mac Mini Pro maybe, because this is widely used by pros and like Alex Lindsay in a variety of uses. Oh, here comes the flying saucer. It's round. It's round. Is it round? Sure. Why not? You can't rack it anyway. No, it's not. Thank God. It looks very much like the old Mac Mini in the darker slate. Very much. Not round. Round would have been fun, but...
The new Mac Mini!
Kind of a waste of space.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Tom Boger, our head of Mac product marketing, to tell you all about the new Mac Mini.
This needs to be a pro level, which means price is not going to be very honest.
Thank you,
sorry?
Tim.
I'm offended by the M, the lowercase M, and Mini.
To tell you about the biggest
but it's so
update
small.
To the new Mac Mini.
It's always been a low. Hasn't
now,
it always
sure
been a lowercase?
I'm sure you've noticed that we've given it an awesome space gray
awesome
finish. For one,
space gray.
We
that's
know our
name.
Co-customers are going to love that.
Gunmetal.
But two, this new Mac Mini is an absolute beast on the inside.
Okay, so this
here's
is
why.
To go with the iMac Pro.
The number one thing our customers wanted us to do is give it more powerful processors.
Put a
so
Xeon in there.
Every Mac Mini starts with four cores.
Okay. Four seems almost anemic these days.
Taking performance
starts,
to
though
a whole new level.
Starts.
But we didn't think that was far enough. So we're also giving Mac Mini
eight cores.
Six cores processors as well.
This is the Poetry Slam Mac Mini introduction.
And these aren't mobile parts. No.
No.
These are higher power, 8th generation CPUs.
None of these Y chips.
Faster graphics, too. So the performance boost is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, remember,
making the Mac Mini up
form
to,
factor does limit
wait for it,
somewhat.
Five times faster
five
than
five times
before
faster than a four-year-old computer. That's impossible.
Think about that. Five times faster.
Well, no one's using
ripping
the
through traditional desktop apps like Logic and Photoshop.
Faster than something current,
and
how about?
And workflow apps like Mainstage
yeah,
and Compressor.
Bogus.
Making this by far the most powerful Mac Mini
no one's
we've
using
ever made.
The old Mac
Next
Minis
up is
for this
memory
stuff.
Now, the previous Mac Mini went up to 16 gigabytes of memory. So naturally, the new Mac Mini goes to 32
all right,
gigs
that's
of memory.
Good.
But we didn't want to stop there either. So the new Mac Mini can now go up
64
to 64 gigs
right
of memory.
So this is intended for render farms. And this is the Mac Mini
and
Pro.
And not only is this memory faster, it's also an SODIMMs, something we know our Mac Mini customers
that's important
really
that
appreciate.
That means it's upgradable. It's not soldered
Next
in.
Next up is storage. Now, many Mac Mini customers depend on the speed and reliability of SSDs. So now every Mac Mini has all-flash storage.
That's good, too. And
with
no,
SSDs
and only sensible
that are up to four times faster.
NVMe, I presume.
And capacities up to 2 terabytes. And that's double the capacity of the previous Mac Mini.
Wow.
And every new Mac Mini also has
T2,
the Apple
very good
T2
very
security
good
chip with its many new features.
T2 is going to be everywhere. That, again, is
video encode that, get this, 30 times faster.
For HEVC.
It's incredible.
Again, comparing this to a 2014
computer, so to cool all this powerful new technology,
is not
the new Mac Mini has an entirely new thermal system with double the airflow while still being super quiet. And finally, connectivity.
That's what we care about.
Mac
it
Mini customers love having lots and lots
we
of ports.
We want the full-size
and
HDMI,
the new Mac
right
Mini delivers.
Bet
with
you
gigabit
we won't get
Ethernet,
it. Nope.
Four, count
oh, yeah,
them, four Thunderbolt 3 ports.
Very nice.
HDMI port, two USB-A ports. It can connect to
that is
anything
great connectivity. Two USB-A,
and not
four
that,
Thunderbolt 3,
configure the Mac
gigabit
Mini
Ethernet, and full-size HDMI.
Gigabit Ethernet as well.
Oh, and you can go to 10 gig. Nice.
So
we,
now
we actually
the
are the,
Mini is a
one of the few
faster
companies that could use
way
that
more capable Mac desktop that allows you to choose your own display, keyboard,
lots
and mouse
of ports.
But the Mac Mini can go so much further. Small yet powerful, the
oh,
Mac
I
Mini
want
is the
too
perfect component for many creative uses, like running Mainstage and a sound rig for live performances. or using it for the production of a live interactive art performance, as students are doing today at the California Institute of the Arts. Or use more than one so you can fly through video encoding faster in applications.
That's what
like
they're hoping you'll do right there, that stack of three.
And on a movie set, as Paramount Pictures is doing in the filming of Rocket Man, their musical fantasy about Sir Elton John. Or use Mac Mini to compile code from a MacBook Pro so it can do other tasks.
Wait a minute.
Or string a number of Mac Minis together.
Use a Mac Mini
so you can form your own build farm.
To compile on
or
your Mac Pro.
Thousands of them together.
That's interesting.
Like Mac Stadium, a company that has nearly 8,000 Mac Minis. 8,000 that developers use to make some of your favorite apps like Candy Crush, Shopify, Day One, and more.
They've been begging for new Mac Minis.
In data centers around the world.
Yeah,
it's
in ours.
It's the very definition of mission critical.
We're looking at the output of a Mac Mini right now, our Chat-O-Matic.
So that's the new Mac Mini with all these great new features. The entry config has 8 gigs of memory, a 3.6 gigahertz quad-core processor, and 128 gigabytes.
Again, they're going for that super low price point.
And it starts $799.
That's excellent. That's actually surprising. That's surprising. Of course, that's the one no one's going to buy.
And with those performance and features, by far the best value that we've ever offered in a Mac Mini. You can configure it up to 64 gigs of memory, a higher frequency Core
John,
i7
would you
processor,
get me the specs that you guys want for
SSD,
that Mini? Do you know what you want?
And with 10 gigabit Ethernet. You can order it
We're
starting
using
today,
that for our,
and it'll be available next week.
Again, ordering today, this could be a very expensive day for me. We wanted a Mac Mini to do an alternate as a Skype slash FaceTime slash machine
on the environmental
for our
checklist.
Video. So we don't need a high-end. Yeah,
and like the new Air, we're using more and more post-consumer recycled plastic in parts like the foot.
So that means you could use
and
the eGPU with it because
every Mac Mini enclosure is made from,
built-in.
You guessed it, 100% recycled aluminum.
Fantastic. Lower carbon footprint. Aluminum is very energy intensive to make and no tariffs.
It reduces carbon footprint by nearly 50%. So that's the new Mac Mini. It's the biggest update ever, and we can't wait to get it into the hands of all those customers out there that are
Bet
so
passionate
you can
get this up to 3,000 easy.
Mini. And now,
you can.
Back to Tim.
I can. Yeah, right. Alex Lindsay's probably already hitting the refresh button in the Apple Store. That's very good news.
Thanks again, Laura. The new MacBook Air and Mac
so,
Mini, they
I love
are
it that they started with the Macintosh.
Mm-hmm. These new Macs are going to help our customers
make
be
very
even
happy.
More productive and more creative. Now,
Apple
there are
is
ways
always
that
charging
Apple
a premium
aims to inspire creativity in our users, including in our stores. The mission of our stores has always been to enrich the lives of our customers by educating and inspiring them to go even further. One of the new ways that we're taking their creativity
so this is the,
even
intermission.
Further is through our Today at Apple session.
You can go out and have a cigarette
okay.
now.
Okay. Today at Apple. Why is everyone clapping for
because
this?
Because many people from retail are in the audience.
Oh.
Today at Apple is a great, it's not new, but it's a great program. They've always been great at education at the Apple Store.
Angela
Ahrens. You don't see her on stage very often. This is, in fact, as far as I can remember, the second time she's appeared at an Apple event. She runs retail for Apple, and as you can see, the people in the stores love her.
But she doesn't like to be on stage.
She's shy.
Mm-hmm.
Former CEO of Burberry, she's wearing a lovely Burberry coat, I note.
It is so great to be back in New York.
Thank God.
We especially love being a part of the creative energy here in Brooklyn. This is what we're trying to replicate
what store is
all
that?
Over the world.
That's beautiful.
You've heard us talk about retail
that's,
as our largest product.
That's Shanghai? Where is
how
that?
How we think about the architecture as our hardware.
I think it's the...
And the experience
World
inside.
World Trade Center
like our
area.
Software.
Oh, is it the World Trade Center store?
We call it Today at Apple.
Interesting.
We started with the things that are core to Apple's DNA, things people most use their devices for and trust us to teach them, like photography, music, gaming, and app development.
Tuxedo shirt, a
and as Apple continues
Burberry
to
coat,
develop curriculum like
a
everyone
buckle
can
the
code
size
and everyone can
of
create,
a Mac Mini.
We embed these
it actually is
and
a Mac
techniques
Mini.
I think it is.
Into
and,
our Today at Apple programming
leather
for
boots
all
with
customers,
jodhpurs.
Including educators
no,
and entrepreneurs.
I don't think.
And we hold all of our sessions in all 505 retail locations.
That is the San Francisco store.
Like at Apple Cotai Central in Macau, which opened a few months ago.
See?
Macau.
Your customers are attending a session called Photo Walks, where they learn new features like portrait lighting and depth control while exploring the city together in a real social way.
It's got to be cold in New York today.
Or Apple Care Castile in Seoul, which opened this past spring. Where customers participate in labs, our most advanced sessions, like a music lab called Building Your Sound, co-created with Florence of Florence and the Machine, where our creative pros help customers compose
Florence
a song
has
using
no
rock
last name.
Band. And also this month, as a part of EU Code Week, we hosted sessions like Swift on iPad and Xcode on Mac, teaching over 2,000 coding sessions throughout Europe.
Wait a minute. 2,000 throughout Europe. Doesn't sound like that many.
No.
And at Apple Piazza Liberty in Milan, which opened this past
summer,
customers are loving sketch walks.
Look at that.
Where they learn
some
to capture
stores.
The city
they
through
really
drawing and painting
stores.
On iPad. And we're especially thrilled when our sessions inspire customers
this
to go
retail
even
strategy
further with their passions.
So well.
Like Sarah here, who after attending a few live art sessions
created her own
and
tattoos.
A lab in Florence, illustrated and published her first children's book.
Aw. Tats for kids. It's a whole new concept.
And as we continue to push the design of our flagships to be even greater gathering places where everyone is welcome, we're also creating global platforms for local talent.
I wonder if they've opened the Fifth Avenue store yet.
Photographers, musicians, developers, and artists
quite some time.
Share their creative gifts. This month, in partnership with the Big Draw Festival, local artists have been leading sessions in our flagships globally, teaching and celebrating drawing.
Yeah, still,
like Josh Cochran,
still
local
under construction.
New York artist, who's leading a session across the street this afternoon. Since the launch of Today at Apple,
I love it that
only 18
got a music
months
lab with
ago,
Florence Welch. That's pretty awesome.
We have
awesome.
Held over 18,000 sessions a week, attended by millions of curious creatives around the world.
Color me curious.
And with the newest release of the Apple Store app, we've made it even easier for you to find out what's happening near you. Just tap on the Sessions tab, and you'll see a spotlight of the newest Today at Apple
happening.
Sessions in
yes.
your city.
Our city?
It'll also recommend
so.
Sessions based on the products that you own.
Hmm.
And signature
CNA
programs
sessions.
Like Music
because
Labs, Kids Hour, and Photo Walks. That's a quick update on Today at Apple, our new in-store
Woo-hoo.
Experience since we launched. But we're not stopping here.
Let's not.
Today, we're announcing 60 newly designed sessions.
Has anybody in the chat room taken any
music,
of these today
and
at
design
Apple
have
sessions?
All been expanded, and we're adding walks and labs.
They do sound
categories.
Great, I have to say.
And of course, we're using Apple's latest technologies like AR and Siri shortcuts. We're creating our first video lab called Small Screen Magic, co-created with video maker Zach King. You'll learn how to shoot and edit fun videos using the Clips app.
Using really tiny
We're
sofas.
Also introducing a new photo lab called Fun Family Portraits. You'll use live photos to capture action, experiment with filters, and use Apple Pencil to make your portraits
I have
even
to
more
think
fun.
A lot of Apple's marketing dollars are going into
and
this.
We're introducing
and
a design
smart.
Lab called Drawing Treehouses, co-created with architects, Foster, and Partners, where you'll learn architectural principles through the lens of fantasy.
They killed their old one-on-one sessions, which I used to
and
send
for the
a
Mac,
lot of
we're launching a new pro
to,
series, like
because
this
they
video
would work
lab
with you on your phone or whatever,
mood,
show you how
Final
to use
Cut
it.
Pro.
These
you'll learn
are a little,
how to use
these
color
are a little
to
sexier
enhance
from
the visual
Apple's
feeling
point of view
of
than
your footage.
Helping a senior use their phone.
And a music lab called Advanced Beat Making with Logic Pro.
And notice there's
we'll
really
sample audio,
young, and
design
this is
sounds,
way of,
and
they can't
program
get into schools,
different styles of beats.
Make a school of their own and, mm-hmm. and get the kids
so
there after
a sneak
school.
Peek of a few of the new sessions that's launching in the new
smart.
Year. And to further scale Today at Apple, in every city, every day, in every store, we're also upgrading our existing fleet, creating forums in over 70 stores a year, like this recent renovation of Apple Covent Garden in London, just reopened a few days ago, and they're live streaming the event today. And we'll continue to open flagships designed to amplify today at Apple around the world.
This is really the future.
In June,
of,
we opened our first
retail,
flagship
in
Seattle.
Experiences,
Apple
right?
University
We've been saying this for
Village.
Some time, and Apple's way
and
ahead on
November
this.
And on November 10th, we're
the
launching
town
today
square.
At Apple.
Where you
at our
it?
First store, Apple Icon Siam in Bangkok, Thailand. And we're excited to be a part of the creative energy in this city.
First store
and a few
in Thailand,
weeks later,
probably.
We open Apple Champs-Élysées.
The Apple Store at
the
Opera
is a beautiful
store.
With one of our grandest forums in Europe to further, further be a part of the creative renaissance in Paris.
That's the prestigious.
And just like all of our Apple products, we continue to minimize our environmental footprint. In fact, all of our retail locations run on 100% renewable energy.
Their fleet runs green. See the little green leaf on the apple?
We feel that today at Apple could be retail's greatest platform for enriching lives. It's designed to encourage human connection, inspire new learning, and unlock creativity and creative thinking for all generations. And today at Apple is brought to life by our 3,000 Apple creatives and the entire retail team whose passion, energy, and commitment to humanize technology helps unleash the creative potential in us all. Thank you so much. Back to you, Tim.
So now probably the key piece of this event, the one everyone knew it would be about, the new iPad Pros.
No one else has anything like today at Apple. In addition to the 3,000 creative pros, we have over 70,000 team members that are dedicated to help you get the most out of your products.
Every
and
one
they
of them
are the best team on the planet.
Okay, you hear those cheers? They've loaded this audience with retail. Loaded it. They closed down all the stores just for this. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I bet they did.
Wow.
There's a skeleton crew at the Apple Store. Clearly, now we know where the cheers are coming from. It's all retail employees.
I am moving to New York.
The press is not applauding,
I hope. Another powerful, creative product. iPad.
Yeah.
It's time.
iPad.
Now we know why they
did
this venue, because they can jam it with people.
Into anything you want it to be.
The Steve Jobs Theater is much smaller.
Versatile and powerful, while at the same time being incredibly easy to use. We've now sold well over 400 million iPads, making it the most popular tablet by far. No one else is even close. But what you might not know is we've sold more iPads in the last year than the entire notebook lineup of all of the biggest notebook manufacturers. This makes iPad not only the most popular tablet, but the most popular computer in the world. It's pretty phenomenal. Now, iPad line today is comprised
looks
of
like
the
they're
iPad
not
Mini,
including,
the iPad, and the iPad
convertibles
Pro.
In that number.
The iPad Mini and the iPad are most affordable iPads, and they bring versatility
He's mentioning the
and
Mini.
Capability
That's good news.
To as many users as possible. While iPad Pro pushes the boundaries to deliver our most cutting-edge creative iPad experience, it includes our most advanced technologies and our highest performance. iPad Pro delivers so much capability to our users, and we have been absolutely amazed at the creative things they've done with it. That's why we created iPad Pro. Today, we're announcing an all-new iPad Pro.
And Mini. And Mini. And Mini. You mentioned the Mini.
It's going to push what you can do on iPad or on any computer even further. And here it is.
So this is, we're looking for the bezel-less, no home button. Yeah, it looks like the icons. A little more squared. Not much more squared. Oh, yeah. Sorry. A lot more squared.
That one also had a home button. That's the old one.
Yeah, they're taking the old one and making it new. No home button. And yeah, bezel's about what we saw. Camera on the top. He's using Face ID in portrait mode, however. Looks like a variety of colors.
Oh, yeah, the pencil.
Pencil, you could tap it. Gestures.
Magnetic.
Yeah. All right, pencils sticking to the top. Voila.
That's pretty. I want it now.
Want. Well, you'll get. It's funny that they mentioned the Mini. I guess to reassure people that they're not discontinuing it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is, I guess it's an event for Apple.
iPad Pro. And to tell you all about it, I want to bring up my colleague, John Ternus, Vice President of Hardware Engineering.
Anybody notice the connectors? I looked like a long slot connector on the long side. I want to see more about this.
I am thrilled to be able to tell you about this new iPad Pro.
I don't know if that's for the keyboard.
It marks the biggest change since the original iPad, and we have made it better in every possible way. In fact, this really is the iPad we dreamed about building from the very beginning. We've always felt
that's
the
a Type
iPad
C connector on the right
the,
there. I'm almost
the
certain.
Display.
Yeah.
In this new iPad Pro, we have an LCD that stretches from edge to edge and top to bottom. Now, we achieved this design by rounding the corners of the display using the same pixel masking and anti-aliasing technology that we introduced in the iPhone XR. And just like in the XR, we call it a liquid retina display.
All right.
It is packed
no
with
cheers
our most
for liquid
advanced
retina.
Technologies like wide color, true tone, ProMotion,
I
and
do
of
like
course,
the
support
display
for Apple
on the
Pencil.
XR is actually
and this all
good.
Comes together to deliver the most accurate, responsive, and beautiful display we have ever made. Now, the narrow border design gave us an opportunity to take a fresh look at our iPad Pro sizes. The original 10.5-inch iPad Pro is an amazing device. It offers plenty of area to get your work done, and an enclosure that's large enough to support a full-size keyboard, but it's still just 1 pound and super portable. It really has been the ideal option for most of our iPad Pro customers.
See the square
corners
on that?
So we decided to maintain that perfect footprint, but give you an even bigger display.
Now.
This is the same take-anywhere size you loved in the 10.5-inch design, but now with an 11-inch display.
As predicted. Same size, but 11-inch display by reducing bezel size.
It has a 250,000 more pixels.
2388 by 1666.
For a customer who's an even larger canvas, we also offer the 12.9-inch display. And all that real estate makes multitasking and working with Apple Pencil an incredible experience. Well, this new iPad Pro, we're able to offer that same large screen experience in a much more portable package. And this is a new 12.9-inch iPad Pro.
So as suspected, not increasing the screen size, but reducing the form factor by eliminating bezels.
It so is dramatically
same 12.9-inch screen.
It's now almost exactly the same size as an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. And it's not just smaller, it's also thinner. These new iPad Pros are just 5.9 millimeters thin. In the case of the 12.9-inch, that's nearly 15% thinner than before. So altogether, that means this new 12.9-inch iPad Pro is an incredible 25% less volume than its predecessor. It fundamentally changes the experience of using it.
11-inch, really, and I'll go for the 12.9.
We think sure. People okay. Do. Many more folks will move up to the larger size. It really is the ultimate iPad. And that's especially true because it now has Face ID.
Okay, as predicted. Question is, will it work in both horizontal and vertical
modes?
On
iPhone X, Face ID set the bar for intuitive, seamless, and secure authentication. But it's even better on the iPad Pro. On iPad Pro, Face ID delivers facial authentication that is more secure than any tablet or any computer. With a simple glance, you can unlock your iPad. You can log into your favorite app.
They keep showing it in portrait.
And, of course, you can even pay for something with Apple Pay. Now, Face ID is enabled by the True Depth camera, which is tucked away into this thin bezel.
Oh, but interesting. The camera is on the long edge, so that is vertical recognition, which means it'll work in both orientations.
Bringing it to the iPad Pro meant we had to optimize the cameras, and we even had to retrain the underlying neural networks to work specifically in all the ways that you use your iPad. Portrait, landscape, attached to a keyboard, and no matter how you use these new iPad Pros, they are always right side up.
Okay, that's very important. And they
now,
did
with support
it.
For Face ID, you might have noticed there's
they,
no longer
they
a home button.
They said they couldn't do it.
Well,
in
no
the
home button means that all those familiar 10, gestures so from the iPhone 10 now come to the iPad. So, for instance, you can swipe down from the upper right-hand corner to get to Control Center. You access the dock by
finally
swiping
unifying
up from
the UI for all
iOS devices. If you continue
iOS
swiping
devices,
up and pause,
all modern
you get to the
iOS
app
devices.
Switcher. And you can even swipe along the bottom edge to quickly switch between your most recently used apps.
I thought you could do that before.
You can work with two apps at once using Split View. You just drag an app up from the dock
oh, yeah,
to the side,
could.
And then you can easily drag and drop
right.
between them.
And slide that was, over that was part of what happened with iOS 12.
Yeah.
Right?
Like
when
yeah.
you need to quickly respond to a message, there's always plenty of room to get what you need done.
You can't do
this
the swipe
iPad experience is all about making
to
the
previous
most of
apps, though.
They
didn't have that bar on the
with
bottom.
With space for creativity and to work with multiple
so
apps at once. And all that is possible because of what we put under the hood. Because these new iPad Pros are powered by the all-new A12X Bionic. And this thing is a monster.
So the A12 Bionic is in the new iPhones. The 12X, traditionally, the X means it's for an iPad.
Just like the A12 in our latest phones, it's built on our latest 7-nanometer technology. No other tablet, laptop, or even desktop has been able to make this leap forward.
That's true.
And it offers a huge jump in both performance and energy efficiency. But since this is an X chip, it means we went bigger than the A12. Much bigger. In fact, this new A12X has more than 10 billion transistors. But what's more incredible is what we've been able to do with all of them. The A12X features an 8-core CPU with 4 performance cores and 4 high-efficiency cores. And with our latest generation performance controller, multi-threaded workloads can now leverage all 8 of those cores simultaneously.
Oh, my.
The results of all this are pretty amazing. Single-core performance is up by 35% compared to last year's already really fast iPad Pros. And with the increase in core count and gains in efficiency, multi-core workloads are now up to 90% faster.
This is a beast. Already the iPhone XS is faster than some of the low-end MacBooks.
And here's another way to think about it. These iPad Pros are faster than 92% of all the portable PCs sold in the last 12 months, including the most popular Core i7 models from the top manufacturers.
Yeah, because of thermal throttling.
Now, of course, our X chips have also always been about big graphics. And these new iPad Pros do not disappoint. The A12X Bionic has an all-new Apple-designed 7-core GPU that delivers 2 times the performance of the previous generation.
This is
this is great compared to our first generation
Apple
iPad.
The preparing for
iPad Pros is now
an all Apple processor world in the next couple of years.
That is nuts.
And it makes sense for them to show it off on the iPad Pro so that
way,
next year when
the
they announce
iPad
at WWDC
Xbox
that they're going to
graphics
Apple processors for Mac.
And a product that's 94% smaller. And there's no AC cord required.
Yes, it is smaller than the Xbox One.
In fact, like all of our iPads, it delivers amazing all-day battery life. But of course, we didn't stop with just incredible CPU and graphics. Onboard the A12X and coming for the first time to an iPad, we have our latest generation of the Neural Engine. And just like in the A12, the Neural Engine is capable of delivering an unbelievable 5 trillion operations per second, which is all in service of delivering incredible performance in core ML tasks. So with that, these new iPad Pros aren't just faster than your last computer, they're also smarter and more capable. So apps can do some amazing things like Photos, which uses machine learning to classify and organize your photos so you can always find what you're looking for. And it also stitches together all those photos and videos to create those amazing memories.
Core ML is
but
their machine learning
take advantage of this as well.
Kit.
Like Pixelmator Photo, which uses a neural network derived from over 20 million image pairs to determine how to intelligently
year.
Enhance your photos, just like a pro photographer would. And our chip team has done so much more with A12X. Dedicated hardware blocks deliver high performance and high efficiency
that's
everyday
that neural
tasks,
engine in there.
Like capturing images and shooting video. There is simply nothing like this in other traditional PC chipsets. And this year, we have a new fast storage
Note that.
Controller
other
on the
traditional A12X, PC
which enables
chipsets, again,
up to 1 terabyte in storage
This is
capacity.
A shot across the bow of Intel and the beginning of
we think this is
the
really
transition,
help to
I
free
think.
Up those creative pro workflows.
Terabyte
and the new fast storage.
Storage
controller also enables
Jesus.
Something else that's really big. Because a high-performance computer
deserves this is a computer.
A high-performance connector. And so in these new iPad
this
Pros,
is that connector I
we're
saw.
Moving to USB-C.
USB-C. So no lightning.
This brings a whole new set of capabilities to the iPad Pros. like connecting to accessories that change how you use your iPad, cameras, musical instruments, or even docks, or connecting to high-resolution external displays up to 5K. And with USB-C, you can connect to these data accessories and displays at the same time. We think our Pro customers are really going to love this. And also, for the first time on these iPad Pros, we now support charging out over USB-C, so you can even charge your iPhone when you're on the go.
Charging out. Charging out. Really nice.
Now, one of the most important and game-changing accessories for the iPad Pro has been the Apple Pencil. With its lowest latency, sub-pixel precision, force and tilt sensing, the Apple Pencil is absolutely the tool to reach for, whether you're retouching a photo, jotting down notes, or sketching. And with these new iPad Pros, the second-generation Pencil has been completely redesigned. The new Apple Pencil attaches magnetically to the iPad Pro. It automatically pairs and starts charging wirelessly.
Wireless charging on the Pencil.
I love that.
And because it's always charging, it's always ready to go the moment you need it.
That's really interesting.
Tapping the screen with the Apple Pencil will wake the iPad Pro and launch instantly into the Notes app. And this year, there's a whole new way of interacting with the Apple Pencil. Just tap twice on it to switch modes. In Notes, you can switch between your current tool and the eraser. And in other apps, this behavior will be customizable, which puts even more control into our users' hands. Also this year, we have a new Smart Keyboard Folio. It continues to deliver a great typing experience in a thin and light design with no pairing, charging, or batteries required. And it's even simpler to use. It magnetically attaches to the iPad Pro, and it protects both the front and the back. It has a screen angle that is great in your lap, and another that's great at your desk. We think this is what makes iPad so unique. No other device can easily adapt to your needs the way that iPad can. On its own, iPad is the most personal and powerful tool for all the things that you do most. But by adding just the right accessory, it totally transforms the experience. Add the Apple Pencil, it becomes your sketchbook. Add the Smart Keyboard, it becomes your mobile office. Or add an external monitor, and you have an editing bay. No other device offers this level of flexibility. And not only is iPad amazing for all the things you do today, but also the perfect tool for creating totally new experiences, like augmented reality. With its large display and a thin and light design, iPad is the best device ever created for AR.
But they say you could use your Pencil with a new iPad?
And we've optimized these iPad Pros to make AR even better. We've calibrated the cameras and sensors and all of these components in A12X to deliver realistic graphics, real-time lighting and object tracking, and incredible texturing and reflections. And with AR Kit 2, we give apps enhanced surface detection and persistent experiences. And all of this comes together to completely transform how you can interact with the world around you. These new iPad Pros are packed with our most advanced technology. There's
a
new all-screen design with Liquid Retina display, advanced Face ID, the A12X Bionic chip delivering incredible pro-level performance.
I'm glad to see that.
Four-speaker audio, and this time with woofer and tweeter pairs in each corner. They sound amazing, and they offer wide stereo output. Gigabit-class LTE and eSIM technology in our cellular models
Gigabit
for
LTE,
great connectivity
eSIM,
wherever you go. And so many more features that make this our very best iPad.
And emoji and Memoji,
finally. And
we
now have brand-new designs for the Apple Pencil and the Smart Keyboard Folio, and USB-C, which offers high-performance connectivity to a wide variety of accessories. But that said, the new iPad Pro really comes to life through the incredible apps that have been designed for it. And
so
to tell you more about that, I'd like to invite Sean
Pruden,
Senior Director, Worldwide Developer Relations, to the stage. Sean?
Amazing. Today there are over 1 million apps specifically designed to transform your iPad into anything you need with just a tap. And with the new iPad Pros, apps you already know and love are going to look better and perform even faster than before.
Florence Henderson now on stage.
Like Procreate for sketching and illustration. Capturing notes with Notability. or using Morfolio Trace for architectural drawings.
I like Notability, as you know.
Yeah.
But with the performance and capabilities of the all-new iPad Pros, our developers are going to be able to create experiences that were not possible before.
Not open.
For the first time, Autodesk will be bringing the desktop engine of AutoCAD to the iPad.
Wow.
This will allow customers to view and edit
AutoCAD
files
desktop.
That contain hundreds of thousands
joined,
of objects like you see here.
Autodesk joining Adobe
as the fastest
bringing
PCs.
Their desktop apps to the iPad. This is the transition we've long anticipated.
Yep.
And this is Assassin's Creed Rebellion from Ubisoft, a fan favorite on the console coming to the iPad for the first time.
Wow.
Not only does the new iPad unlock stunning visual effects like ambient fog and sunlight streaming through these windows, but it also delivers on the next level of texture and detail on everything you see.
It does look pretty.
And it's running at an unbelievable 120 frames
wow.
per second, something no console wow. can deliver.
Wow.
Do you play a lot of Assassin's Creed?
No, but I will now.
DJ Pro is used by millions of DJs around the world, and algorithms been able to harness the power of the A12X Bionic to deliver up to 5 times as many video clips.
This is really Apple's launch into.
And using Core ML, dozens of audio
future,
samples can be key and beat matched in real time.
This is why they started with the Mac.
That are perfectly in tune and on.
If
rhythm.
You do the Mac after this, it's an anticlimax.
Yeah, exactly.
The Mac is the past, and I think that's very clear
as
now.
As you can see, iPad Pro delivers the power releases. And versatility our customers demand wherever they are. Now, I'd like to introduce you to two developers to show you what's possible on these new devices. First, let's talk about gaming. On the large 120 hertz display with pro performance and 4-speaker audio, iPad Pro is the ultimate gaming platform you can take anywhere. And here to show you what they've been able to accomplish is Greg Thomas, Executive Vice President at 2K Games.
I'm expecting earrings, piercings, maybe a soul patch. Oh, he's got a mohawk. That's good.
For more than 20 years, NBA 2K has set the standard for realistic gameplay and attention to detail.
No, I'm joking.
Each year,
have a mohawk.
Fans have been delighted
2K
to
games
experience
is local.
The
yeah.
NBA
well,
on their consoles.
Well, Northern California.
Part of them are local.
And now,
yeah.
with this incredible new iPad, 2K and Visual Concepts have brought that same console realism to iOS. Everything we're going to show you today.
So traditionally, iOS has been for so-called casual gaming,
yeah.
and what they're showing
choose
again, they've done this before with
players.
Forza, is
many of you may recognize Barclays
console
Center.
Gaming.
We've recreated it exactly so that your Brooklyn Nets feel right at home
your
today.
Your Brooklyn Nets, not
but
my Brooklyn Nets.
I see my buddy Mike here has chosen the world champion Golden State Warriors.
Yeah. All right. Oh, there's a few people from Apple Cupertino.
But if you want to play as Steph Curry, you can play as Steph Curry. Watch the player with
but
the blue
I
circle at his feet.
Like Steph Curry.
As the rest of the team moves across the court, using seamless motion matching and inverse kinematics, we're able to create an unlimited number of animations. All at 60 frames per second.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. Okay. It's very impressive. Now notice he said 60 frames,
and look at
not
this
120.
Beautiful arena.
60's plenty.
Even
it's
the
not the point. It's,
and the
it's
thousands
not all games
of fans
will support the
are
120.
Individually rendered in high resolution.
All the fans individually
this new
rendered.
iPad
aren't
is
you
simply
happy?
Amazing. And it
each
provides
one of them
experience
unique
that rivals
little snowflakes
for the very first time.
You know, I really don't care if the fans are individually
okay.
rendered, to be
let's
honest, but I'm glad they can do it.
How about D'Angelo Russell?
How about him?
We meticulously recreate every single NBA player
every tattoo
using high-end shaders to
every
get all
drop
the details
of sweat
to pop
perfectly.
Just look at his hair, the accurate
just
tattoos.
Look at his hair,
the beads of sweat on his skin.
Sweat, see,
mm-hmm.
we're not
we've
alone.
We've even
no.
rendered his jersey down to the pinholes.
OMG.
Okay, let's get back to the game and see how the Warriors are doing.
I wore the 2K mocap
oh,
suit.
Nice move.
I know, yeah.
And,
so I think this, I wonder, this is maybe this is 2K Nevada. Maybe this is the local.
Well, the mocap studio's in Petaluma.
It's here in town.
Yeah. In fact, we're rendering nearly 6 million pixels at full retina resolution with no upscaling.
So it wasn't okay. an accident that they compared the game. Thinness of the iPad Pro to the Xbox One.
Oh, time running out. Steph Curry. But, oh,
it is more expensive than an Xbox, but
yeah.
Nice shot.
Nice, Steph. Yeah.
I don't know.
Got the moves.
I'm feeling a little Uncanny Valley in that Steph Curry.
It's extremely Uncanny Valley. But people who play those games, I guess, are used to it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Greg. That's just a glimpse of the amazing performance of the all-new iPad. As you can see, developers will be taking their games to the next level. Now let's turn to creativity.
Every squeak rendered.
We've worked closely
perfectly
with our friends at Adobe for over 30 years, creating tools that have sparked entire new industries. And today we're delighted to have them here to show you the future of creativity. Please welcome Adobe's VP of Design, Jamie Myrold.
I'm using Photoshop Express for my holiday card this year on the iPad.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
I am so excited
to be here
today.
Remember, the full Photoshop is coming.
So at Adobe, the future of creativity extends beyond the desktop. Creative professionals want the ability to create with power and ease.
You know, the only thing missing at this point
wherever inspiration
is Xcode.
A few weeks ago at Adobe Max, we
watched to see if Apple announces the ability to develop on these things.
And we also previewed Project
Aero,
our new augmented reality design tool.
They may save that for
next year. We are super excited to show both of these, taking full advantage of the breakthrough performance of the amazing new iPad Pro. To show you, I've asked Chantel to join me. Chantel?
Thank you.
So that Type C is really big because it does let you connect
the real
keyboard, mouse, and monitor, I presume, including a 5K monitor.
Photoshop means having the familiar tools you need right where you expect them, here in the toolbar.
So this is really
a
computer.
Having the full power of your layer stack and your adjustments. Now, I want to make this flower in the middle really stand out.
She's got that Type-C connector.
So let's add an adjustment layer.
And she's using the 12.9.
And we can find a hue that really looks nice.
And outputting that to the big screen.
Okay, right about there. And now,
boy, they've come a long way since the jerry-rigged gear that Steve Jobs had to use to get video out of the original iPhone.
Reveal the white petals below. And I'm doing this with the Apple Pencil. It feels so smooth and intuitive.
This is huge.
It's great to be right here with
this. This is huge. It isn't really all of the features of Photoshop, but it's not feature complete, but it's,
there we go.
As you can see, pretty close.
This is Photoshop reimagined for touch.
Who needs a Cintiq? Who needs a
we have instituted
a tablet.
Many ways to have contextual UI. So I can use this touch modifier.
Oh, that's interesting.
To switch between doing things I'm doing.
Oh,
all the
that's
time.
Really interesting.
Duplicate. And
so this is how they solve the right click issue.
Wow. It's nicely framed by those pops of yellow.
Wow.
And we're ready to go. Okay. So let's zoom out, and you can see this full bouquet. It's made up of 135
I might note, has the kaleidoscope
individual
watch face
flower
on
images.
Series 4.
And
Apple
you'll
watch.
See that there's this really intricate mask applied to the whole layer stack. So that means that when I want to make adjustments, I can just dial it up, dial it down, and dial right into the saturation level that I want to see. Great.
Well, I have to say, this is pretty exciting.
Okay, let's zoom all the way out.
What they haven't announced
is how
they price this.
Mm-hmm. It is a real PS solution, same I would work with on the desktop.
It must come with your CC subscription.
It's over 3 gigs. It's 157 layers, 12,000 by 12,000 pixels, and I'm zooming through it at lightning speed.
Holy cow, look at all those layers. Holy cow.
And that is thanks to working on this new iPad Pro with 8 cores of pure power.
So and traditionally, you'd have some of those cores dedicated to low power, some dedicated to high power. The fact that they could turn on all 8 cores at once,
but then just as easily get right back out and see the full picture.
It's a big step forward.
We've instituted a shortcut on the Apple Pencil. Just double tap, get right back out. Double tap, get right back in. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Photoshop on iPad, just like you've always wanted.
And Adobe announced this at Mix earlier this year. Well, last month.
Yes.
And that's very impressive. And clearly intended for the Pro.
Now let's talk about how you can experience your Photoshop files in a whole new way. This piece is 9 feet by 9 feet when printed at scale.
This is a Burt Monroy style.
And here on the screen, it already has the power to awe and inspire. But what if you wanted to step into that redwood forest?
This is always a slow process.
Well, with Project Aero, now you can.
If you could do this in real time. This is Project Arrow. Oh, this is a 3D. This is an augmented reality.
It now has space between those layers.
Holy cow.
And because this is augmented reality,
holy
I can
cow.
Do things like bring in some interactive elements, like these butterflies.
I'm not sure why you'd want to do this,
yet,
but...
I set them to animate when I start the experience.
Oh.
And now I can use my
and
iPad
and she can move around
to become
in it.
The cinematographer of this moment.
Wow. That... The layers are turning into 3D. I don't know. Maybe you give some information about which layers
are
where.
With Photoshop, Project Arrow, and iPad, creatives can express themselves in a whole new medium with the tools they already know and love. Back to you, Jamie.
I haven't counted, but I think there might be more women on stage than men in this event.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
So that was truly amazing.
We haven't seen
and
Phil Schiller.
Created by
we haven't
Isabel
seen Craig Federighi.
Just gorgeous.
We've only seen
so
Tim
recap,
Cook and some guy
saw,
from 2K Games.
This was the real
Games.
Photoshop. By this I mean the actual Photoshop engine running on iPad Pro, fully reimagined for the simplicity
Arrow
of touch
the, AR
and the
authoring tool
of
that
Apple
Adobe
Pencil.
Has introduced.
Soon, creative professionals A-E-R-O. Are going to have the ability to create and edit high-fidelity Photoshop files on the iPad Pro.
They've shown it on the
we
iPad.
We also showed
but,
you Project Arrow, which is our new augmented reality design tool. And this tool will give designers the ability to use their skills in Photoshop
this was,
to create next
something
generation
they worked on in conjunction with Pixar.
Content.
They talked about it, you might remember.
Look for both of these in the WWDC. App Store in 2019. Thank you so much.
2019 in the App Store. I keep refreshing the App Store. Nothing.
That was incredible.
Be right
Thank you,
back.
Jamie and Chantel. On iPad Pro, these tools are powerful enough for professionals, but easy enough for anyone to use. And that's why we're so excited to be partnering with Adobe on these and other next generation apps for creative pros. This is what we mean when we talk about the iPad being a magical piece of glass that can be anything you need it to be. And with the next generation of apps from our developers, it's going to completely change how you get things done in ways you never imagined. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Sean. Those are some incredible apps. It's amazing how much performance we've packed into these iPads. We are so excited about the all-new iPad Pro that we made a video, and I'd love to run it for you now.
Of course you did. So no lightning, as some had speculated, just
this
the Type-C connector.
This is the new iPad Pro.
And this is really the new PC from Apple. You can forget all that stuff you saw about the Mac.
Mac Air.
This is what you want.
Starting with the screen, as an all screen that goes edge to edge.
No OLED.
Possibly thin profile.
But
no thinner.
The
no,
cost would have been
that.
Probably
yeah,
prohibitive.
Mm-hmm. So it's not impossible. It just required fitting a larger display into a smaller form, tuning individual pixels to create perfectly rounded corners.
It's interesting, the rounded corner screen. Apple loves those rounded corners.
Yeah.
Remember, that was a Steve Jobs trademark.
All to the very edge, so it fits within that narrow border, with everything still weighing about a pound.
No Johnny Ive voiceovers today.
Technology seems to recede, and you're left feeling like you're essentially holding light.
This sounds like Phil
Schiller. The liquid retina display
it does.
Is our most advanced and responsive display ever. There's no more home button.
Yeah, sure.
Because it has Face ID, the most secure and seamless way to unlock your iPad. It's been redesigned to work in any direction, so there's no wrong way to unlock it or use it.
So you can unlock it in any direction.
It's the most powerful
that's
and smartest chip we've ever made. Made even smarter by the Apple Neural Engine. Now on iPad for the very first time. It's powerful enough for Photoshop.
Now how much
yeah,
would you
real
pay?
Real Photoshop. And because of the chip, everything you do, like surfing the web, messaging at the same time, dragging and dropping, is faster than ever. And faster than 92% of portable PCs.
That is a really remarkable thing
to
say.
You didn't just think about the iPad or the accessories, but how they all connect. That's why there are 102 magnets, all precisely aligned to create a perfect system. So you can do this. And charge your pencil at the same time.
They're showing somebody shaking the iPad with
drawing
the magnetic pencil.
Will feel as
so it charges when it's attached magnetically.
Only
right.
better. because it's
so there is this cheek charging more control,
like switching tools with a double tap.
I wonder if you could charge your Apple Watch on there too.
That would be great. There's also a you can charge your iPhone from it, which I thought was cool.
That is great. I've wanted to do that so many times.
And with USB-C, this now connects to that, 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 and that. This makes things easy.
That is huge.
It connects to your skateboard.
It's complex.
It connects to your skateboard and to your camera. And it's Thunderbolt 3.
iPad Pro is more versatile, more portable, more capable.
So you've got some real
speed. It's like a computer, but unlike any computer. This is the new iPad Pro.
It's huge. This is a really big update to the iPad.
You think they'll be available to order today, too?
New iPad Pro.
Yeah.
It's such a huge leap forward for iPad.
I hope so.
And for computers.
My credit card has
now, of course,
worried.
Like all of our products, every iPad Pro is made in ways that are good for both our customers and for the environment. And in fact, the excess aluminum that was created in the process of making these iPad Pro enclosures is recycled back into the material that's used in the MacBook Air.
They're not made from recycled aluminum. They're recyclable.
The 11-inch iPad Pro is offered in these four storage options.
Up to
and
a
it
terabyte,
starts
64.
At $799.
Wow. $799, presumably for the 10, or I should say 11-inch.
And there is
64
nothing else
version.
Out there that comes close
but no
to
32
this
gig this time, so at least you're starting with a decent amount
the
of memory.
The 12.9-inch iPad Pro is offered in these same storage options, and it starts at $999.
You need that 64
gig. I'll get that. I'll
and
get you the cheap
both
one.
Both models are available in LTE configuration.
And I will appreciate the cheap one.
Customers can start placing orders
today.
And they're going to be showing up
November 7th.
On the 7th.
So Apple really producing this time. And interestingly, even though they're in production, not many leaks.
Now, in addition to the new Pro, the current 10.5-inch Pro
the
will
iPad.
Continue to be
only because of the icons in 12.1, though, right?
Not an iPad Mini 4. This is the new
so
iPad
So they're going to
Pro,
continue to sell the iPad Mini 4th generation, as well as the existing iPads, of course. But no update on any of those. This is just an iPad Pro update.
These are the most exciting iPads we have ever created. This doesn't just change the way we think about iPad. It changes the way we think about computers. Now, before we close
Again,
out...
changes the way we think about computers.
I have one quick update.
One quick
iOS 12 is off to an unbelievable start. It's been installed on more systems in the first
coming out
month
tomorrow,
than
Apple
any version in history. This is incredible.
And that is, of course, because they would be, you know, they want all these features, including group FaceTime.
It's remaining on a tear. In fact, an amazing 60% of all iOS devices out there are already running iOS 12. This is just unheard of. And today, we're shipping 12.1. This update includes group FaceTime with up to 32 of your friends.
I have 12.1, but I think this is the beta. Yeah.
As well as some other great new features, including dual SIM support for iPhone XS and iPhone XR with eSIM. There's also over 70 great new emojis where you can express yourself any way you want.
Including a good bagel.
A good bagel with cream cheese.
A Brooklyn bagel.
This is the best iOS version
ever.
Check it out.
Yeah, finally ever. No update on my 10R yet. So.
Now, what a huge morning. The all-new MacBook Air, thinner and lighter, now with Touch ID in this beautiful Retina display. And our most loved Mac is now our greenest Mac. And the new Mac Mini, it's the mightiest and most versatile Mac Mini ever. And our Today at Apple sessions in our retail stores, designed to help our customers take their creativity even further. And the incredible new iPad Pro, with this beautiful all-screen design, chock full of advanced features, and the A12X Bionic, the most powerful chip we have ever created. You're going to be amazed by what you can do with this product.
More powerful than anything in a Macintosh.
At Apple, we love how people use our products.
We love how people turn
girders
into seats.
Wonderful things and put them out into the world.
That looks dangerous.
This has been our mission from the very beginning. We've always believed deeply
Dream
in
girl.
The power
That's a
of
nice
creativity
sticker.
To change things.
to push the human race forward. And it's such a great honor for us to be a part of what people create every day all around the world. Now, what better way to celebrate that creativity than with an amazing musical performance?
Oh, wow. Who do we gonna have today?
I'd like to
introduce
Florence? An artist that used her unique talent
Bobby Short?
To make brilliant
it
and evocative
Florence.
Music.
It's Florence and the Machine.
That defies genre. The Apple Music team is proud to have worked
Lana
with
Del Rey.
Her from the earliest days
no,
of her
Welch.
Career.
Guaranteed.
And she's gone on to sell
Guaranteed.
Over
oh, the store is alive.
Million albums
buying
around
MacBook
the world.
Air.
But most importantly, the creativity and emotional honesty of her work is undeniable.
Gold.
She is one of our favorites. So please join me in welcoming this New York native,
I guess
the wonderfully
16 gigs,
talented Lana Del Rey.
Oh, it is Lana Del Rey. How'd you know?
Twitter
knows everything. Okay. Let's see how much this went up to when I added 16 gigs of RAM and 512 gigs of storage, 13-inch MacBook Air in gold, $1,799. A little pricey.
Thank you so much. Thanks to Tim.
We can pass on the Lana Del Rey
what?
For the moment.
What?
Sorry. While I order, let's talk about it. Let's see.
Okay.
Do I want a leather sleeve? No, I've learned my lesson on that one. Hey, look, is that that's Antonoff? Is it? No. Let's see. AirPods, no update. Magic Mouse, no update. They are offering the LG Ultrafine 4K display for a mere $700. I'm putting that in my bag. That's the 13-inch MacBook. Wait a minute. There's more, though. But wait. Somebody needs an iPad. The new iPad Pro. Where do I get it? Buy. And you want an 11-inch display. Do you want silver or space gray?
There's no gold?
No, sorry.
I want a silver.
Silver. I don't know why I'm doing this on an iPad when I have a perfectly good computer in front of me.
It's fun.
I'm not getting you a terabyte of storage.
No, I don't need a terabyte.
Probably 64 is plenty, yes. Right?
Sure.
And I'm not getting you cellular. So that's $7.99.
I love doing this in front of an audience.
Yeah. But you have to negotiate, right?
Yeah.
I'm not paying $150 more.
Come on. So, I'm worth it, right?
No, you're not. No, you don't need it. 64 is plenty.
Let's
really?
See how much
do you need
storage.
More? I'm gonna, do you need more storage?
Look, I don't think I'm going to look right
I don't think
now.
You do. I'm going to predict you don't. Now, I don't know how do I get out of this accessory purchase. They really want me to buy all
currently,
this.
I'm using 76.9
oh,
gigabytes
crap.
Of 256 gigabytes.
So I have to get you a little more memory. Should I get silver? I like space gray myself. I'm going to get the 12 in space. And for me, I think 256 is not unreasonable because I'm me. Do I want Apple Care? Probably, huh? Do I want to engrave this, Chief Twit?
Look at all these Black Mirror episodes I have on my iPad. Why do
That's
I have this?
Why. I'm not paying for your Black Mirror, baby.
I've already watched them.
Add to bag. All right. So we don't need to go through our purchasing, except I just want to do this before it's before everybody else gets in there.
Yeah, do it.
What I haven't purchased is John's Mac Mini. Let's take a look at how much we can get this up to. So we got to get the 6-core with Turbo Boost. 256.
Get a 6-pack of them.
I wish I could buy more than one, but I'm going to only get one for today. The base model. 16. We need 16, I think, right, John? No? FaceTime? Just for FaceTime? Well, we might do other things with this. Gigabit Ethernet. I should get the 10 gigabit. Just to. It's only $100 more. Say again? Yeah, we want to do 21 people on FaceTime, so I think we need the 16 gigs. All right, we'll add that
to the bag.
Did
you get the pencil?
Oh, I got to get a special pencil.
Two pencils.
Yeah, you're right. We need the pencils. So let me first upgrade. Now let's go to the bag and upgrade your... We got to upgrade your memory a little bit. Lisa's screaming at this point. Where's the pencils?
Lisa's on my team.
Gift message. No, how do I, can I edit this? No, I'm sorry, I can't change it.
Okay, I think these are a bunch of Netflix episodes that I don't.
Yeah, take those off and see how much you need. Okay, I need the pencil, so let's go look at accessories. Apple Pencil. Apple Pencil 2 is $30 more, $129. Second generation. Oh, you can engrave it. Ooh. You know what? I'm engraving it.
Dream girl. Dream girl.
Dream. Is there a period after the girl?
No.
Okay. Done. Okay. Dream girl. Add that to the bag. Okay. Wait, I got to get another one. I got to get one for me. Should I say dream boy? I think it's only fair. Yeah. I think it's only fair. Is this going to make it take a lot longer?
Yeah. Oh, no. Then we don't want that.
Do I want it all? I think it should be all in caps, shouldn't it?
TV.
Dream boy. That doesn't have the same.
No. Dream boy.
Dream boy. Doesn't have the same resonance added to the bag. So now how much would you pay? Oh, God. I don't even want to look. It's only $5,598. I'm going to have to really pause before I press the Apple Pay button on that one.
How much does it cost to engrave? Take that off.
Engraving's free. Oh. And it still delivers Wednesday, November 7th. Mini. Should I get more memory for you or not?
No, I can manage.
I think you can live with 64 gigs.
I pay for iCloud storage. I'm good.
Right. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about, God.
But that's me asking for more storage, Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey is saying,
give her more storage.
Please give Megan more storage. The Brooklyn Bridge is beautiful in the middle of the day in alternate reality. So to recap.
Okay, to recap.
Leo just spent $6,000.
You haven't done it yet.
All right. And we've got a surprise, I guess not surprising event in the sense that everything that was predicted was there. What wasn't there were some of the oddball outlier rumors, things like AirPods, no new AirPods. Still no mention whatsoever of the wireless charging.
The AirPower.
The AirPower charging. They didn't even, they didn't even say wireless in any form or fashion. There are some interesting things to point out. One is that all of the new Macintosh computers will feature 100% recycled aluminum. That's both, of course, to save tariffs, but also to save energy, 50% better carbon footprint. The Mac Mini will start at $699. It has also, well, I guess we'll do the thin one first because Anthony has the thin one up. The MacBook Air, really very much like the old MacBook Air, a little thinner. And, of course, the key is the improved screen. It's now a Retina display, and it's not bezel-less by any means, but bigger bezels, 48% more colors.
I like that they put the money in the display. I mean, that's what we spend our days looking at.
And that's what it needed, frankly. Yeah. That was the thing most missing. What is the resolution on that display, Anthony? Does it say there?
It's four times better.
Yeah, but it wasn't doubled the other dimensions, so I can't remember. I think it was 1660, 4880 by 1660, something like that. Oh, no, I'm sorry. There it is. Yeah, 2560 by 1600. 2560 by 1600. And that's good.
Yeah.
On a 13-inch display, that's really good. I don't know what the DPI is, but you could do the calculations. The prices on those are a little more than we were hoping. Everybody was looking for a sub-$1,000 notebook from Apple so that they could get into schools and so forth. But $1,199, the starting point, which is a little pricey, but it does include a lot of new features, including the T2 chip. Connectors, it's just got two Thunderbolt 3 Type-C connectors. On the left-hand side, on the right-hand side, a headphone microphone jack. It does have the nice big glass trackpad that we see on the new MacBook Pros. A lot of MacBook Pro features on this, except, and I'm very happy to say, no touch bar, which I always thought was somewhat gimmicky. And, I haven't even bought one of those yet.
Yeah, you should buy me one of those.
I guess I'll be buying a few of those, too. I know Lisa wants one. Tim Cook is now hugging Lana Del Rey. Should we go back to the event and see if Tim has anything more to say?
Sure, it's probably one more thing. One more update.
Lana Del Rey! I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today in New York and everyone that's been watching online. And I'd like to thank everyone at Apple who made today possible and makes every day possible. It couldn't be done without you. We've got a hands-on area with these amazing products just down the road at One Hanson Place. We'll have people escort you over there. I encourage you to go try them out.
So Renee Ritchie and Andy Anaka are both there. They're going to go over.
Thanks again.
I'm hoping to get Andy on the Mac Break Weekly in a couple of hours after iOS today so we can get his first impressions. Although I think a pretty impressive event on Apple's part. The Mac Mini also updated considerably. It's a much more pro version, including four Type-C Thunderbolt 3 connectors, a full-size HDMI connector, which I think a lot of people needed and wanted because it's used in video production in a lot of interesting ways. Also, two Type-A USB connectors and up to 10 gigabit Ethernet on that, which is interesting. That is quite a product. Starts at $699, but what did I get it up to?
I thought it started at $799.
$799. Yeah, $699 was the price last time. So they've bumped it up a bit, but this is really, in many respects, the Mac Mini Pro that we were thinking Apple would ship. Up to 6-core Intel processors. The Air with a Y processor won't be the fastest MacBook by any means, but it will be certainly the most portable.
Yeah, I think I'll be buying two Airs for my boys because I don't know. I feel like they're so thin they might break them.
Yeah.
They're not that. I might get refurbished MacBook Pros for them instead.
Yeah, I think you're probably disappointed that they couldn't come in at $999.
Yes, yes.
$1,299 for the Mac Mini that I ordered with the 6-core processor, 16 gigs of RAM. So that can get up right up there too as well with the computer. And as expected, they mentioned two new iPads, although they did mention the 4th generation iPad Mini. So there was some concern that that might be removed from the lineup. They didn't update it.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 years old now, but they didn't remove it. So that's good news for people who like that smaller form factor. The new iPad Pros are doing exactly what the rumor mill thought it would do. They're making the 10.5-inch iPad Pro into an 11-inch without increasing the form factor. These are the new squared edges. Notice the pencil glued magnetically to the top where it will charge. So by removing the lightning port, they're eliminating the lightning charging. They will have a Type-C port, a Thunderbolt 3 Type-C port on all of these. There's the Folio case being demonstrated, and I think that's probably the right case to get if you're getting a forgot to order that.
Oh.
Got to get going on that.
Get two of those.
They did exactly what people thought they might do with the 12.9-inch, which is reduce the package size without reducing the screen. So the screen isn't bigger. It's bigger on the 10.5-inch. It's not bigger on the 12.9-inch. And what they really were proud to say is they have a heck of a processor in here, the fastest processor Apple makes, the A12X Bionic with 8 cores. And in case of need, all 8 cores can kick in, which means a lot of processing power. Face ID works in every orientation, portrait, landscape, upside down, right side up. About 6 millimeters thick. These are very thin, the thinnest iPads we've ever made. But they still claim all-day battery life. 10 billion transistors in this 7-nanometer CPU, 7-core GPU, which is also fast. And Apple said this several times, and I thought it was very telling. Faster, the iPad Pros are faster than 92% of all portable PCs sold this year. That is a very interesting thing to say. Of course, if it's true, it's a big boast. But at the same time, it also says something about what Apple sees as the future of the iPad. It's a PC. It's your next PC in some cases. Mm-hmm. Neural engine built in as well for Core ML. Storage all the way up to a terabyte. Again, this is something that people with PCs want.
And as you said, in WWDC next year will be interesting.
Yeah, I suspect that's when they'll talk about the beginning of the transition. There's the new pencil. It has a flat side, which means you can engrave it, mm-hmm. as we did. Mm-hmm. And you can also charge it by magnetically attaching it to the top of the iPad Pro, where some sort of wireless charging will happen. Mm-hmm. Also, a double tap on the pencil will let you change its operation, either make it an eraser or, depending on the app, change the functionality. I think that's interesting. No button. They still don't want buttons, but a double tap. They showed off AutoCAD with a desktop engine. They showed off Adobe Photoshop and Adobe Aero with much of the same functionalities as desktop versions. And Assassin's Creed Rebellion, a game running at 120 frames per second. This is a really interesting product. Here's two great cameras. Go to the right there. Yeah, no, right in the middle. Nope. Yeah. 12 megapixel camera. So I wonder if that's the same 12 megapixel camera as in the iPhones. I bet it is. They're doing smart HDR in the cameras. 4K video. A lot of people shoot video with the iPads because you get this great, you know, viewfinder. True depth camera on the front. So you'll be able to do portrait selfies, FaceTime. Group FaceTime will be shipping with 12.1 today. And emojis and Memojis for the first time available.
Thank goodness. Long time coming.
Long time coming to the iPad. just over a pound. LTE available. That's interesting. They didn't say what chips they're using in there, if that'll be the Intel chips or if maybe they're doing Qualcomm, because Qualcomm, I think, is the only company offering gigabit LTE. So that would be interesting, given the battle between Apple and Qualcomm. Accessories, of course, available for the new sizes. And you'll need to get them because none of the old things will fit. Would you go for iPad Pro or would you go for a MacBook Air? It seems like for your kids, it might be that the iPad Pro is a better choice.
It might be, and they are super comfortable with. I think they might have to be running Mac OS for school. I think they require that.
Well, that should change next year. Huck and Milo are in eighth grade, mm-hmm. so it's next year that they'll need this for.
Yeah,
I wonder. You know, I think the schools might really start looking at whether they need to have laptops. Yeah. If you get the Folio keyboard,
right.
That's a laptop, really, with touch. In some respects, it's the first Apple laptop with touch.
Right, yeah. So we'll see. Why don't they put Face ID in the MacBooks, in the Macs?
Good question. They could with the T2 chip. They absolutely could. They're opting for fingerprint. And that is, by the way, one other feature that's added to the new MacBook Air. It has fingerprint, which is great, without the touch bar, which is even greater, in my opinion. I wonder if this means Apple's going to turn its back on the touch bar, which has turned out to really be more gimmicky than useful.
Yeah.
Looks like a real escape key on the MacBook Air. So
that's nice. Yeah.
That's very good news.
Yeah, I inherited Lisa's old MacBook Pro with a touch bar, and I just use it. The only time I ever remember it's there is when I accidentally use it.
Like, that's the
I'm
problem.
Accidentally hit it. Doing a screenshot.
Siri
or something.
Launches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I use a touch bar tool, I can't remember what it's called, but it's the touch bar tool. It lets you completely modify how it works, but unfortunately, it's still not useful. Better touch tool. That's what I use. Better mm-hmm. touch tool. Anything else to say? I think I'm very impressed by the power that Apple has in these new iPads, and I have a feeling it's become very clear now that Apple's making its beginning of the transition mm-hmm. to desktop computing on iPads. Although they didn't abandon Mac. In fact, they started the event with Mac and the MacBook Air and the Mac Mini, which will make many Mac users happy. But I wouldn't celebrate too much because I have to say, I feel like this may be one of the last Mac announcements. We'll see.
Mm.
We got still a Mac Pro coming next year. Maybe Apple keeps making the Pro versions.
Yeah, maybe. I think people haven't really transitioned. I still, like, I had my iPad here in the center and then
me
I
too.
Moved it over so that I could use my...
A real keyboard. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Butterfly 2 keys on the new Mac MacBook Air, the new keyboard is written in stone. There's now no doubt that Apple will stick with the keyboard. But I thought it was interesting they didn't put the touch bar on it. Of course, that's a cost saving as well. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody, I thank you. Yeah, I show that again, because what I love seeing is that escape key, that big, fat escape key right there in the upper left. Anybody who programs knows that a virtual escape key is no good. And there on the right, the touch ID for a key. I think that's going to be that is actually going to be the MacBook that I'll recommend, the MacBook Air. Looks really nice. Thanks, everybody, for joining us for this special, the October 2018 Apple announcement. I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Megan Maroney.
Stay tuned if you're watching live, because I'm going to go back home, go to bed, and then I'll be back at 9
no, you're not.
For iOS today. Maybe 9:30. No. We'll be switching to iOS today in about 20 minutes. I have some explaining to do at home. I'm Leo Laporte. That's Megan Maroney. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.